I'm gonna play you a short clip and just bear with me and I'll get into why it's so important.
You need a CEO, and a national CEO is what's called a dictator. If Americans want to change their government, they're gonna have to get over the dictator phobia.
That was blogger and political philosopher Curtis Yarvin. Yarvin is either prophetic or incredibly powerful. Because let's look at this blog post he wrote over 10 years ago. He suggested a government that would, quote, retire all government employees and create a heavily armed, ultra-profitable corporation that will smash the universities, sell the public schools, and transfer decivilized populations to secure relocation facilities. That sounds pretty familiar, right? These ideas have gotten him some influential fans, like Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal and Palantir, whose founders fund invested in Yarvin's tech startup, Urbit. You may have seen my other video where Thiel says,
technology is this incredible alternative to politics.
Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Yarvin head. He once called him a cool guy, which, like, come on, and listen to this podcast clip.
This guy, Curtis Yarvin, who's written about some of these things, and I'm sympathetic to that project. We should fire every civil servant in the administrative state, replace them with our people.
Our people. That means their people, not your people. So yeah, it looks like this guy has a lot of influence, and he's been the subject of a number of interviews and profiles from the mainstream liberal press, which is interesting. It's like the establishment is just desperate to blame the rise of Trump 2.0 and the technocracy on something. But here's the thing. The technocracy doesn't need Curtis Yarvin to do what it's been doing. Our current system, where formerly public services are privatized and monopolized by tech companies, where mad philosopher king billionaire CEOs seize control over government processes, profit off war and a veneer of patriotism.
Special thanks to our sponsor, Palantir.
And far-right tyrants literally own towns. This is all already happening as part of our current system. It's just the natural evolution of a venture capital, profit-driven Silicon Valley and its power over Washington. Curtis Yarvin tells tech CEOs that they deserve more of your wealth transferred to them, and that they're the only people competent enough to run the world. He just adds a veneer of philosophy over it, and they eat it up. They want to seem smart and make it seem like there's a reason they're doing all of this beyond just enriching themselves. In exchange, Peter Thiel gives him money. J.D. Vance calls him cool, and he's generally made to feel like a very special boy.